on, guys? Welcome back to the Chained In Podcast on a Monday night. I know most of you guys are tuning in to WWE right now. If I was someone like WCW, guess who's winning the title today? No, unfortunately, I don't know the inside. But anyways, we got a great show for you tonight. We got a special co-host with us today. So hang in there, and we're about to launch off. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chained In Podcast on a Monday night, special night. I'll be doing different podcasts, Mondays, Fridays, Wednesdays, sometimes Thursdays and Tuesdays. The schedule opened up wide. Now we have our own little
studio. You don't even do anything anyway, so you don't even work, so why not have it any day?
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, no further ado, I have this little short thing on our
call. Don't even start with your little short thing.
What's Armando Reyes in the house.
How we doing, guys?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, first of all, before we even start the podcast, man, do you have anything for me to drink?
Just water, but that's all you're getting. It's right there, right in front of you.
This water?
That, you're drinking water.
Hold on. This water?
That water right
this
there.
This is what you... This so, is what as soon drinking. As I came in, I saw the water. So, this is for me?
Are we arguing already, bro?
No, you know what? I'm going to go get a beer.
Oh, my right God. Back. Here we go. Give me one, too. With this guy, man, because we got a lot of questions for this guy.
Now, this is my water, bro.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
There we go. This is my water.
You brought that from home.
No, I didn't. I got it from your fridge, man. What's the problem?
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for coming in. Mooncat, thanks for coming out, man.
Thank you.
We have a lot of questions for you, man. I got one specific one, but we're going to hold that a little bit. I know you've been on the podcast before. Actually, you were a young Mooncat. When we had you
he was a kitten at that time.
Yeah, he was barely starting off with actual new breed was actually coming out of the pandemic, and they were slowly rising from the ground like a phoenix. We want to ask you, we got to hump each other's time here. The man of 1,000 theme songs. They're already putting comments out there. Jose Martinez, the man with 1,000 theme songs.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
And here we go. That one's for you, Mando.
What?
Because es macho solo. Mando, okay. Whatever, dude. I guess
you... That's my camarada Alejandro Liso.
There you go.
Epi!
So anyways, Mooncat... Let's refresh everything from the very beginning, man. Tell us a little about yourself and how you got into New Breed, man. Talk to us.
I want to say 21 at the time. Mm. And I had already been wrestling since I was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had like a new venture. Danny Chance had like a new thing he wanted to like try out. And he brought me along. Daniel and I, we were like one of the first few DJ also from day one that like
right.
We were there since like the beginning.
And so when you got into, I mean, what made you want to join? I mean, was it something that as a kid, did you want to join wrestling? Did you want to just, go into that, I guess the gig or career, however you want to take it as?
Yeah.
What? I mean, people have, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people that are in this room have dreams to do something big in their life. And right now you're living it because you're doing the local thing right now, slowly progressing up the ladder. And speaking of ladders, we'll get to that later. Because I already asked so many questions about that with a lot
of
people.
Oh, man, I can't wait for you to get to that.
That's an interesting question.
That's an interesting one.
But the whole, how can I put it? The whole technique that you work in the ring, I mean, would you consider yourself a technical wrestler? Would you a high flyer wrestler? What do you stat yourself as?
I don't really see myself as anything. I feel when you watch a lot of wrestling and what you're into is just what you're into. So it's a lot of like seeing like lucha and then seeing like European wrestling,
right.
Japanese wrestling, American wrestling.
Right.
So you kind of just pick up on fragments of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I try to honor all, like in a way, mm-hmm. in my mind, that it's like taking fragments of things.
Cause
but you're one of the you're one of the least wrestlers that actually take a lot of, you know, what is that word? Man, you put yourself in a lot of risk, and you're not afraid to do what you do, those stunts and all that. We've seen you, man. I mean, I've been in this business for a long time, and I've been watching you since, you know, you basically started. And sometimes I even wonder, okay, actually take those risks. Not a lot of wrestlers do what you do.
Yeah.
And that's what really brings out.
Yeah, stands out from the
stand out. And that's what the people love.
Yeah.
You know, and out of all the years that I've known you, Mooncat, is you've never been a heel. You've always been basically a babyface all your career.
They told me, like, from when I started, and I looked even more like a young cub. I was like, coming from high school, you know, I did not look in any way intimidating, and I was too pretty to, like, in a way,
I like that.
Hold be on. Bad. To what? To what?
Too pretty.
Too pretty. Like, you wouldn't be scared of me.
I
you'd want to kiss me, right?
I want to find out where are you coming out with that. That's what I have in mean, with you.
The curly what? Hair. The
oh,
curly
don't even start. Don't even start. I know I don't have hair. I have not had hair for a long time. So don't even start. I don't envy that. I don't envy people who have
hair. He's been that since out of high school, buddy. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, because in fact, when we first met you, when Chu and I interviewed you the first time solo, I mean, the first thing that came out of Chu's mind, I go, dude, this guy, when he talks on the mic, I mean, he's action-packed in the ring, but when you talk to him, he's like an old soul, man. It's like, he's like real laid back. He's not
very
like
relaxed.
Yes.
He's very relaxed. When right. He's on that mic, it's like, okay, you know, and he brings out his personality, man. You know, it's kind of surprising that you're an awesome person, not only inside that ring, but on that mic too. You're an awesome person. You're like, okay, cool.
I got a question here, something here for Cacahuate. It's from Monica Cantu. You want to read that out loud, buddy?
Okay, I can't read.
You're illiterate. Says Cacahuate, you are the best. Make me a son.
Oh, no,
what the hell?
Wow.
Oh, that came out left field. Wait a minute. This ain't a love connection here.
Sure.
We're trying to have an interview with...
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not the one, you know, on the podcast. I'm just cold.
Are you sweating? Are you sweating?
Yeah, they made me sweat already.
It is getting kind of shiny on that side.
It is. Hey, why not?
Let them your shades, man.
Let's do it to it.
So, considering the fact that Chu had told me before, I go, man, this guy's an old soul when he talks, man. He's real laid back. I mean, when I see you, is it a switch that you turn on when you get into the ring? Or, I mean, because, bro, when I see you in there, bro, it's like, you're like an Energizer bunny, bro. You don't, it just keep Timex also, take a lick and keep on ticking. You know, it's just nonstop.
He's like Sylvester Stallone in the movie Over the Top.
But pretty much, he turns the cap
turn
and
the cap around. And
turn the switch on.
Switch on. Bonus.
I mean,
I feel there's not so much a switch. It's a big feel thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you get into it. Not even when I'm, like, walking out am I, like, into it.
Right.
Once I get in there, at least maybe, like, a good minute or two, then I feel more or less, like, what I want from myself.
Cacahuate, the guy's like, what? How can this guy be
so... No, dude, I'm still with that comment. Seriously. Hey, why not? Why not?
Big shout out to him.
God.
Can
I mention he's doing something under the table?
Oh, okay.
What am I doing?
The whole time.
Dude, I have...
His hands have been
okay,
down.
Okay, you know what? I'm
going to...
Let me put my hands... Hold on. Let me put my hands right here, okay? Right here. That's where I'm going to put my hands.
You should be very known for that position. Awesome. Vicente Aguilar say that's my kitty.
There you
kitty,
go.
Kitty. There we go. Dealing out there. So...
One quick question, Mark, that I have, you know, one quick question that I've always had, basically when I see you, I've never had this chance to ask you, now that we're in the podcast, why not? How did the name Mooncat came aboard?
Matthew McConaughey. He was in a movie.
Okay. Which movie was that? Because I'm a big fan of him. I must have not seen all of them.
It's a school movie. Come on,
it
now.
It wasn't a good one. It was The Beach Bum.
Oh, I didn't like that movie.
He was a hippie guy.
Yeah.
And his name was Moondog. And I just changed it to Cap.
There you go. Okay,
so you got the, you left the moon, but you changed the animal.
Yeah. Because there's a Moondog family, so...
Yeah, Moondogs. I remember
those
guys. I was
a young lion when I started.
Right,
that was like my moniker.
Do you remember that family, that wrestling family, the Moondogs?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, they weren't...
I didn't know them personally.
Well, I mean, they weren't even thinking about making you when... you weren't even at the thought, dude, you know, way back then.
I got a comment from Frank the Tank Maravilla saying, Mooncat, my daughter was born today and her nickname's going to be Mooncake.
Oh. Frank, are you sure that
and they said yes, I am your daddy.
hey Frank the Tank Maravilla, are you sure that that baby's yours?
Wait, can I just say congrats to Frank? Like, we were talking to him earlier. Congrats.
Oh, he is having a baby?
He had his daughter today. Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Well,
congratulations.
I thought it was a joke.
No.
I'm serious.
I thought it was actually just a commenter. But you know what? Congratulations, Frank the Tank Maravilla.
First congratulations for the True New Podcast of Frank Tech. Congratulations, bro. Welcome to the world.
Para Pancho el Tanque Maravilla.
There you go. So all this greatness that you had before you, well, I mean, that you've seen and you've taken that and brought it to the ring. What do your wrestling mates think of that, your technique? Do they question it sometime when you go in there? Or do they follow the vibe that you're going with? What's behind the curtain, man? What is it?
I want to say it's just absurd ideas. Daniel, like, he'll trust me if I tell him, like, there's something we should do. And it doesn't make sense, probably, like, at first, but if I feel something and he knows, like, if I'm, like, strong about it,
right,
then he will follow. Typically, I hope, like, people enjoy, like, working with me. It's gonna be a little bit different, I would assume, because I'm gonna do something that's, like, my...
Something from left field.
Yeah.
But you guys, you and Daniel, you guys have actually made a great tag team. You guys, in my opinion, I don't care what anybody else says, you know, I've been in this business for over 30 years. You know, being a luchador all the way to referee, managing everything. And you and Daniel, man, you guys are the best.
The dynamic is what's different, though.
You have that chemistry together. And if I'm not mistaken, you guys were the first ever New Breed Wrestling Double Dragon Tag Team Champions. The first ones, yeah. Well, they were already the Tag Team Champions, Mark, but when they brought the new titles in, that's when we had to take away from them the old titles. I remember I was a referee still at that time with New Breed Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, okay, what the hell are you guys doing? You know, when I took away the title from him, he got mad at me. He got mad at me because he did not know what was going on.
Right, right, right.
And basically I told him, hey, I need your title. And he was like, what? And he was upset. He was upset at me because he did not...
You see, that's what happens when you take too many shots to the head, okay?
But you guys were the very first ever, you know, New Breed Wrestling Double Dragon Tag Team Champions to hold those titles. And you guys held it for quite some time. You know, you guys defended it against basically the best that New Breed could have.
Hell yeah.
No. My God, you said that. I said, take off the cap. I want to see your kitty eyes. That's what they're saying out here.
Vicente. Ya vete a dormir, bro. It's past your bedtime.
I'm wearing the hat because my family's from California, so I wanted to represent.
Oh,
as
look at that. Look at that.
Nikki.
He's carrying on
Nikki.
You're
representing the Fuego girl.
Dang.
The Fuego girl. Wow. You know what?
That girl's on fire. Left and right. Every wrestler that's coming to this podcast, man, those are the first name that comes out of their lips before we even get into, you know, it's crazy, man. I mean, have you teamed up with her or have you wrestled her yet?
No.
You'll get your ass kicked by her. I can guarantee
you. No,
for
sure,
you'll
dude.
Get your ass kicked by her. I can guarantee
I want to team with her. I imagine, like, Daniel and I and Nikki... some of, like, the top like good people, you know, crowd favorites, you know.
Right.
Now that you brought that up, you know what would be a good match now? You and Daniel and Nikki Fuego.
Yeah.
Against basically any tag team and another female.
Any losers.
Well, if you want to say that, I did not say that, but you said it. Against any other tag team and another female.
We'll be like the coolest people, dude.
Yeah.
That's like seeing Van Halen.
That's a big statement. Yeah. That's a big statement. Yeah. That's a very big statement.
I would consider it more like a Metallica style.
Bigger.
You guys have that chemistry. You guys have everything. And imagine you and Daniel and Nikki Fuego teaming up against another tag team and against another female. I mean, because you guys take every risk out there.
Right.
You guys are not afraid to take that risk inside and outside that ring. You know, because I've seen you. You do things that I'm like, somebody call 911. Somebody call 911, please.
And this leads up to the question that it's been boiling for so long already. For nine weeks. I was actually there on the podcast. Shout out to the 9.56 ABB boys. When this match, you had like a street match, no ring.
Yeah.
It was a crazy match. And you guys are going up against Nightmares of Pain, and honestly, I think these guys are gonna get their ass whooped so bad, man, because these guys are mountains, dude. These guys are mountains. I mean, you guys were like forests. These guys are freaking mountains, bro.
These guys were like the flowers.
You were the meadow. You were the meadow.
The mountains. That's what it was.
Let's leave it at that. And. So the match is going on, you're doing your thing, all of a sudden you disappear. I don't see you anymore. And I see CYA, if I'm hoping to say this correct, right? CYA is getting his ass served on the ground by these two guys. And in the corner of my eye, ladies and gentlemen, I see Mooncat get a 10-foot ladder, leans it up against a tree, climbs the tree. Okay, this is where I want to...
It climbs higher than the 10-foot ladder.
You go about at least 20, 25 feet into the air, bro. At least, because I did the math.
I thought it was 15.
No, it was about 20 feet.
It was about 20 feet.
20 feet, bro.
Maybe 20 feet, yeah.
You stand up that ladder up, it doesn't reach the branch where you were at. It's about 20, 25 feet in the air, bro. Now, when you're doing this... And you're going up the ladder. What is going? First of all, I can already
see. He's a cat.
I can already see. I understand that.
What are you talking about?
Cats land on all fours, by the way.
Well, he landed on all eights.
I know at that aspect, I'm looking for Danny when you're doing this. I'm like searching for him. Like, are you going to let him do this? And I see him on stage. I guess with the announcers, because he's watching, he's with his daughter, and his eyes open up like, you ever seen those cartoons when that hot girl walks by and that coyote's eyes open up that wide, like, yep. What the? That's basically what Danny at that point. I'm telling the guys on the podcast, holy shit, what is he doing? What was going through your mind when you're going up that tree, man? Because that was a pretty steep dive, man.
So I knew I was jumping from that point of the tree the whole day. And when you're looking up at it, doesn't look that high up. So I didn't like do anything to like prep for it.
Right.
Well, it doesn't look that high up because you were used to seeing the ring.
Yeah.
But now there was a ring.
It's really different. And I wasn't gonna like go up on the tree before.
Right.
So until it happens, that's when I'm gonna like do it. And I'm looking down, and I'm trying to figure out, like, how is this going to work?
Because you have fans. You had families underneath you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, please don't let this be an incident where he falls on somebody in the audience or something. Please. Crossing my fingers, bro. Crossing my fingers, please.
Dude, I was watching it online, and I was like, but that is basically the second time that I've seen you do it. I remember the first time. I remember the first time you did it. You didn't get too much balance, but you were basically hiding at that time. We're like, where the hell is this guy? You know, I was actually in there.
Right.
But I was like, okay, where the hell is, by the time you know it, this guy's like like a leopard, like a camouflage leopard, like just holding on. I'm like, okay, what is he doing up there, man?
By George, what is he doing up there?
Those are the risks that you love to take, you know, and you're not afraid to do it. You're not.
So you're up there, man. You're about to leap, the leap of, I call it the leap of faith, because that was a leap of faith.
Yeah.
Because you're trusting your boys down there. And I go, this is how much trust you have in them. Because you're coming off that. And not only that, you're not going feet first. You're going basically full body length down.
It when was you when you launch in my mind. I couldn't control my body when it happened. So my legs just ended up like flying up.
Yeah.
And didn't feel anything on the fall. I think maybe they did a little bit.
Oh, they did.
they felt all what? 100 and how many pounds do you weigh?
Like a buck 30.
Okay.
It's not going that high.
They felt all that, man. So people are like, oh shit, man.
It's not going that high, right? Maybe a buck 25.
Buck 30. Somewhere there.
So yeah, because the first ones that came to the podcast was Pete Payne and Nightmare. They're the first thing I asked them because they were the first ones I interviewed after that match, that same week. And he goes, bro, I don't know what's wrong with this kid. I go, what happened? Nightmare goes, I saw his ass up on the branch, and it's there on the podcast. He's like, it's recorded.
Yeah, I know.
I go, I see his ass up in the street. I go, what the hell is he doing? And then Pete
said, you were all excited. I heard, oh my God, what is he doing? You were not even.
Bro, that was what reaction. If you go and listen to that podcast, that was a true reaction.
A true reaction.
True reaction. I didn't know what the hell you were doing. I didn't know what you were trying to do. It was just like, holy crap. I'm gonna be honest with you. I was thinking the worst already. And when you launched, first thing Pete says, here it comes. And Nairi goes, yep, here it comes. And your partner was like, ah, shit. So Pete says that when you came down, your legs hit him, and he like, I guess he rolled out, but you got his arm.
Yeah.
Nightmare got your forearm and your shoulder to the side of his body, and CYA got the rest of it.
Yeah.
Got the rest of it. So
they put him in the middle. Like we say in Spanish, quería ser luchador.
Yeah, pretty much. And so when that happens, and that you come off of that, and you come and you hit your back on God's green earth, what are you telling yourself? What are the first words you come out of your mouth?
I thought, I'm happy to be here. No, it wasn't in my mind. I don't think it's as, I mean, it looked cool. I knew that I was going to be safe.
Okay.
Because I always have like a prayer before I go.
Right, but right.
Obviously, I'm alive, I'm well. So I was just like, okay, like I feel good. Ask me tomorrow if I feel good. No.
Well, let me tell you one thing. Basically, I gotta use a different word than good. When I saw it, because I was watching it online, it was great.
Yeah,
it was great, bro.
For me, being there to see it was fucking awesome.
It was just too great, man. I was like, wow.
I mean, if there was one match that took the night, one maneuver out of the whole match, I think that was the one. That was the aspect of all the matches together. That one stuck out like a.
I actually did the fluffy thing. Damn! That's what I did, man. I was like,
It was crazy, man. It was crazy you doing that. So has there been any situations where, and I hate to bring it up because I know it's bad juju to bring it up or bad karma, but situations when you are in the moment of doing a move and it doesn't go the way you thought it would, it ends up, you know, crash and burn. I mean, what are the situations? Has there ever been a match like that?
A lot of matches, I could say, have been well. As long as you're thinking about, like, people could go home, like, at the end of the night, mm-hmm. like, okay, then that's good.
Right.
When you have, like, serious things that happen, injuries or just, like, of any matter, like, it's just something, like, you want to, like, look out for. Mm-hmm. And, like, during a match, a lot of wrestlers don't want to stop.
Right.
You know, like, push through whatever they're going through.
Right.
It is painful. I mean, I'm as stubborn as, like, anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, like, the warrior thing, you know, like, until right. it's over, it's over.
Right.
And it's like we say, and you, Mooncat, you have to agree with this phrase that I have always said, and a lot of wrestlers have said it. We know how we're going to go into the ring.
Yeah.
We just don't know how we're going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And that phrase is something that we always have to think about and pray for that. Because we know how we're going to walk inside that ring. We just never know how we're going to walk out of that ring. And when we walk in with strength and everything, and we walk out with strength and everything, right. hey, that's a blessing for everybody.
No kidding.
For
no,
everybody. No, yeah, and all I, that. So.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Because, I mean, every night, to me, in that form of entertainment, you have to thank your lucky stars. You know, hey man, it went good. Thank your lucky stars, it went through. You gotta say, and you gotta watch out for your partners that are out there wrestling with you. You gotta make sure they're in good health.
Yes.
When you're doing your performance on top of that. Now, on this in particular match, I know I spoke to Pete, CYA, and Nightmare about the whole plan. They said, yeah, he was going to do something drastic, but we didn't know what it was. Were you holding it as a surprise for that in particular moment?
I was trying to hide from, like, before, like, as people were walking in,
mm-hmm.
why there would be, like, a ladder right by this tree. So I like moved the ladder.
You could have just said that they were putting new lights.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you
but I don't think that much. You know?
It was meant for me.
It was mine.
But I don't know. They anticipated that I wouldn't go as high. But in my mind, it was what would have looked like the best for me. And I was like thinking if I was any lower, it wouldn't look as good as I would hope.
Right.
So it had to be from that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just had to like commit to it. So it wasn't really like you knew what was gonna happen. It was just something where it's like best bet, you know, it goes well.
Right. Exactly. Then. As far as I know, last night you did have a match in Cena, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a combat, but it was a combat cult, yes. If I'm mistaken. How did that match turn out? I just asked him, he walked in, he goes, bro.
He goes, I'm hurt all the time. No, but I feel pretty good right now. But no, like, it's the wear and tear, dude. And all the wrestlers that were in that match. Great people, incredible wrestlers. It was a lot of fun, but a lot of it just really was like, yeah, this is gonna hurt, or this is, I hope, looks as like real and as cool as I would like imagine.
I got one here. Jacinto Rivera already took chiming in. Says,
finally, hey, he gets on the.
It's Mookie. When I grow up, I want to be just like him. What's up, guys? He's wearing the Nico Fuego, by the way, buddy. He's
man,
representing.
I should have brought the shirt too, but I decided to bring your shirt.
Wearing the Nico Fuego shirt here on the podcast. As far as
one time, wait, I want to say about Nikki's dad. We were both drunk one time.
Oh, here we go.
Really?
Watching a mini Kiss concert.
Oh.
And he wants to say that I was more drunk than he was, but.
Is that the landmark?
Yeah. I remember I got to take the pictures with Mini Kiss.
Right.
He was out somewhere, you know. So I was more drunk than he was.
So really? You were not more drunk than he was. So you felt that you were less drunk than he was.
Yes.
Casito! Andale! So you lied to me, bro. Hey, you lied to me.
Jonathan Douglas saying, hoo-dee-hoo.
Ah, JD.
Hoo-dee-hoo. JD. Look at shit. Kind of reminds that guy we showed about 2 weeks ago, man. The superhuman. Oh my god.
Oh, you should bring him in on a podcast. He is.
Who, the superhuman?
No, JD.
No, JD.
Oh no, yeah.
He's interesting, dude. He's a great dude.
Man, I need to get all. I'm trying to work myself around Kike, bringing in everybody, man. Kike.
My future son-in-law.
Oh, there you go. I forgot. This is not one saying. He says, yeah, I tried to put Mini Jean in my pocket and run. Oh, my God. Really, dude? I was at that KISS concert, by the way. I did see it. I did some of the guys there that were having a good time. Great concert. Awesome, man.
I missed out that concert. I saw a lot of live podcasts from a lot of people, and it looked like an awesome concert.
Bro, not to stir away from Mooncat, but, my buddy and I pulled up. We saw all these cars parking. What the hell? I'm like, oh my god, are you serious? And the beautiful thing about being there, they had this poor guy, man. I'm not gonna tear you to shreds. They had this poor comedian up on stage.
No, he sucked.
No,
I'll say it. He said it.
I didn't say anything.
He said it.
It was horrible.
But it was awesome hearing New Breed going, what? 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 To the whole thing?
There was a comedian there?
I think that was the most hilarious part.
You can just play music on the...
Bro, that's the same thing I said.
Yeah.
Well, what? His jokes were not...
Bro, it wasn't funny at all.
Are you serious?
It was hit and miss, man.
Anything that I would have probably kicked him out of the stage and probably taken over that mic.
John Pettis Jr. saying, last night was awesome. The Rumble was insane. All right, I'm going to have to go back
who's
and
John
check.
Pettis?
Anybody?
JP? No, just kidding, JP. I'm just kidding, brother. I'm just kidding. You know I love you, man.
No, and he goes, and then Hazi was saying, I'm funnier than that. Fucking comedian, no mames.
Hey, Jacinto, is the menudo ready, bro?
I'm sorry, dude. For some reason, bro, it was just like, he was, oh my god.
He was doing it all day also.
Really?
Yeah. Throughout the event?
Yes.
With everybody on...
It was just, my buddy and I got there, I think Papa Lauren had just finished, correct? Mm-hmm. They had just finished, and I'm like, all right, well, we get to see Freddie Hanna. Shout out to Freddie Hanna, Tattoo Spider Man. We missed it, we walked in, we see this guy on stage telling jokes, and we're listening to him, like, okay, all right. And he started telling stories, and we're like, okay.
And then he went on and on.
He just started like lagging on.
So this guy's worse than me talking on the mic?
Bro, I would consider yourself a giant next to this guy as far as comedian.
Even better for me, man. It's like somebody already took away that crown from me.
And that's a privilege, me telling you.
I appreciate that, man.
No, but yeah, it was a crazy night, man. The mini concert was amazing, especially the pyro and all. Dude, they rocked it out, bro. It was awesome.
And a lot of people were asking questions about that concert. They wanted to really know. And these are the people that were not there. These are the people that were, were they doing playback? I mean, were they really playing live? That looked like, it didn't sound like they were playing live. Dude, these guys were actually playing live.
Yeah, they were.
They were playing live. These guys were actually hitting every note. And the mini Paul Stanley, dude, I'll be honest, he basically had the voice of Paul Stanley.
Yeah, it is. It was crazy.
He hit those notes.
I'm gonna break down the fourth wall here, man, and I hate to break it down. Love Mini KISS. Love them. And those of you that are saying about them not playing, I'm going to be honest with you, being a musician, the drummer was legit.
Well, the way he played, dude, I mean, seriously.
The drummer
and
was legit.
I guess that's the reason why they thought that they weren't playing live, because the way he was playing the drum, dude, it really looked like he wasn't playing it live.
Yeah. Well, and going back to that, the drummer on spot, Paul Stanley on spot, Mini Jean on spot, he was doing his thing.
Oh, yeah.
Little Ace Frehley. The one stringed guitar guy that was on stage, but you know what? I love that guy. He was awesome, bro. He was very humble when I met him. He was a cool cat, man. You know what? He was living
He was another humble cat.
He was living the Ace Frehley life. Let's just leave it at that. And I got another question. He goes, I know Mooncat is Daddy Daniel's boy. I'm not sure what that means. But I think Nikki and Kitty can take them tag titles from Frank and Big Poppy.
Wow.
Okay, that's
you,
a good challenge.
You,
right?
You put Nikki and I together, it would be, like, incredible, dude. And I would take on, like, if that happens. I also feel like how we were mentioning, like, with Daniel and everything, we're the biggest three, I feel, that have that, like, baby face, like, power.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that, like, Nikki and I, like, being able to do that, anything involving the three of us, I think that would be, like, gold.
Oh, shit.
I will agree with those words.
You know what?
I will.
And we're going to come back to that if you may get some sponsors out of the way real quick, because they are the ones who are paying the bills today. So let me go real quick, come back exactly when we can for that. Big shout out to Anonymous Constructions, 956-363-7195. I'm already getting comments here from Frank the Tech Maravilla. Give Tony a call, 956-363-7195. Let them know that Chunu said great guys, great craftsmanship on what they do. New construction, renovation, commercial and residential, guys. These guys are great. Give them a call. Let them know Chunu sent you. Another big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. Call Juan at 956-854-9622 or Jared 956-478-5316.
I need to call them because my toilet is plugged up.
Give them a call, man.
I mean, I don't know why.
Just give them a call, bro. They're licensed plumber. They're residential and hospital-graded plumbers.
What about my sink?
They'll do that too, buddy. They'll do that too. Give them a call. Let them know Chewy News. Just remember, man. Remember this. Keep this in your mind.
You're supposed to use the restroom.
Okay, man.
No, they're shit on the sink.
Just remember, guys, your crap is their bread and butter. So, coming back to the podcast, you're going to be switched back. Mooncat on top of you. Going back, I mean, to the very beginning of your wrestling career when you came into New Breed, do you stand back and look yourself how far you've come already? Have you seen the improvement, or do you feel that it's still the same thing and you need to do more improvements?
I've been very blessed, successful, in my own opinion, just doing what I do, like, for my family. Wrestling is a big thing for my family, so just already having, like, it as a career, blessed. The opportunities, working with some of the people I've worked with, big-name mm-hmm. people, traveling, I've traveled and all that, and I've been fortunate with that I do have, like, a following.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pleasant, and I appreciate people in and out of wrestling shows, like, show me appreciation. I hope that people just dig my work, and looking back on all the years, it has been a blessing because of the people and, like, just having the right things in mind. You know, like, you could get lost a lot, and I do, but it's always about, like, the family and, like, the family you make with the people, the fans. I love them
mm-hmm.
because they look at us like friends. They look at us like they're people as well, you know. It's not like that, like, performer and fan thing. It's like you actually know their names, you know about their lives, you know.
Right.
So it's very close, and that I like. I think that's cool.
So now I have Frank the Tank Maravilla saying, did you see what Big Poppy did to Nikki? He put the fuego out, and I'm going to put the hurt, Uncle Kitty.
He said he don't want to.
Now it's a challenge.
You see, now we have
a challenge.
Martinez says the Moon Daddies are the biggest tag team that is loved by everyone.
Which is true. Absolutely, Jose.
And he goes, put the fuego out. And this is Jacinto here. He says, get out of here, Frank the Tank. But Nikki pushed him to the limits, and he could barely stand up afterwards. Go ahead.
Can we cuss on this?
Man,
bro, you've been here three times. You know the goddamn answer.
We're about to finish the podcast, man. He's asking that question.
Thank you for watching.
We are live. But before we leave, he's going to cuss.
Yeah. I'm going to say something.
There you go.
Go ahead, man. Let it loose. Rip it.
Do it.
Let me know when we're the right time.
Right now.
You go ahead.
Right, you're ready to go.
Oh, you want to put you on front camera?
Yeah. I got put him on front camera.
There you go, buddy.
I'm a little...
It's all you. Go for it. There you go.
Uh-oh. He's going to throw it at Frank.
I feel fuck. That's it?
Fuck me.
Who?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
For who? Oh, for... Panchito.
No, just like... Just cuz.
Oh, okay. Just cuz.
Yeah.
So it's not for Panchito el tanquecito.
No, it's not even for Ulises, because I want to say it, and this is probably...
El Tóxico!
Realest thing I want to say, okay. Because I know with, like, everything, right?
Are we getting personal?
Like, yes.
Let's go.
Seeing him perform at Cena and being in the ring, seeing him walk out, very proud of him. I know, like, we do this whole, like, wrestling thing, and a lot of people know that... A lot of us are so cool. I want to say, because he's such a cool kid, him at Cena, seeing him like walk out, very proud of him, good kid, and I want to see him do more, because I love all like my friends.
Right. And you, I mean, and it's true what he says, because I mean, that night when we were at the concert, you see these guys are like a bunch of brothers, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are...
That's how we've seen each other, basically, when we're there. I mean, I'll be honest, and you know this, Mooncat. Basically, I'm the oldest person there in the locker room of New Blood Wrestling.
Vega? You know? He's old.
He's 40 years old. I'm 53.
Oh, but he's like a granddaddy. Are you?
A granddaddy? He doesn't even know what that word is, man.
Granddaddy,
he knows. Dude, I'm 53 years old.
He's been around the block the whole time.
I'm the oldest one in that locker room, you know. And
what about Dave Blackwell?
Dave Blackwell, if I'm not mistaken.
No, Dave Blackwell is actually just
Dave?
30.
No, hold on. Dave Blackwell, are you aware that he's younger than me?
Jonathan Douglas says, "Don't make me call Iggy."
Yeah,
there you go.
Watching. Yeah, Dave Blackwell is younger than me.
Jonathan, you beat up Iggy, but
I mean, it's how we maintain our
shout out Iggy also.
Iggy,
yeah,
he's the Kofi Kingston of New Breed. So I asked him that question: Are you Jamaican?
Why?
You know, he's like, is he Jamaican? But you know,
why don't you ask me if I'm like the Kofi Kingston?
Oh shit, here we go.
Because you know how I see you?
Here you go.
I see you as Mooncat, the risk taker.
There you go.
The awesome guy. The guy that I mean, and I'm saying it from the heart, dude. If I tell you something, Mark knows that when I've been in this podcast, whether a co-host or whether I'm a guest, I say it out there. I'm not afraid to say it to you guys. If you guys make a mistake, I like to address it. But every single time that I have seen you, Mooncat, you're that risk taker, man. You're that entertainer. You're that person that goes more for than what you are gonna do.
Yeah.
You're not afraid. And sometimes, like I said, I have always wondered, what the hell is this guy gonna do? You know, and when you perform, you give it more than 110% out there all the time.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Always give it. And
it's crazy.
And it's rare. And it's rare that somebody does that. And it's rare. Why? Because there are some wrestlers out there.
Phony.
You know, that think that they think that they know more than somebody.
Come on, put an F in front of that. Go ahead.
Fucking phone.
There you go. And that has always been my thing, you know. But
can I say, I hate, like, you, I don't know if people, like, catch on to it. I catch on to it. Because, like, you're saying, like, you put in that effort. It's an art. And when people don't, you could tell when they're like phoning it in.
Yes. Right.
Then I'm like, if this is the way I wrestle and that's the way you wrestle, I'm not even like saying like by any means, I just hope I'm like entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like about being good or bad. It's just
right.
You're bad because you're like phoning it in.
Right.
So a lot of like when I see that, I do make it like known that I'm like, I don't like that wrestling, you know.
And the only thing I can give you guys when I'm there, I can only give my advice to you guys, whether you want to take it or not. That's your decision. That's your all decision and all that.
Yeah.
What I have loved about you guys being with New Breed Wrestling for basically over a year and a half, you guys have shown a lot of respect for me and for each other. But at the same time, I've seen you, and I've seen it in your face, where something didn't go your way, but you have been afraid to speak out because you're afraid. I'm not sure if you're afraid for them to retaliate because, well, if you don't like it, ni modo. But I see that sometimes. I see where you've been in a match, and I'm like, I'll be like, upset at your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's because you're doing everything right, but then they screw up. They do a screw up. When I used to wrestle, I kid you not, I was the type of person that if you forgot your spot, I was going to let you have it. I was going to go after you hard so you could learn. That was me because I have always been a rudo.
Yeah.
You know, I was always a rudo. And if you missed a spot where you try to make me look bad, I was going to make you earn every single thing that I was going to do to you. And believe me, I would actually get into it with a lot of people in the locker rooms and all that because of that reason. But you are totally different. You are calm about it, and you like mellowed out. Why?
I feel because a lot of it, dude, it's just a lot of passionate emotions. You could imagine that we're all very passionate people. So it could be like back and forth. Where it's not anything, I know I could be a bit rude because I'm very opinionated. So Pete Payne, Nightmare Know It, like I've argued with them, not to be like an actual like dickhead, mm-hmm. but it's also being like a dickhead because it's like this is kind of how I see wrestling, and then everyone sees wrestling different.
Right.
So when it comes to like going out there, for me it's just, it's a lot easier in the ring. Like going into it, it's just like, you could disagree, you could not like have the same perception of wrestling, same takes. There's traditional wrestling, like old school wrestling, and what I guess people don't like now. But in the ring, you're trying to just like do the best for people. And I think if someone really like fucks with that, then I probably would just make it known that I'll be like a dickhead, but I'm not like aiming to like hurt the person, you know.
I get what you're saying.
Because at the same time, you do have to take care of your opponent. The opponent has to take care of you, of course. Absolutely, that's always been in the wrestling business and all that. But you know, basically, sometimes when I see matches, I'm like, I get upset because I'm like, okay, you could have done this, you could have done that, but you do this, you need to do that, and all that. You know, sometimes I'll get upset. But I've seen how patient you are, you know, and even though something cannot go right, like, you won't basically speak out too much. You do speak out, but not to a... I have never seen you aggressive. That's the thing. I have never seen that bad side of you.
Hmm.
And I wonder when I'm going to see it.
I feel like no one knows like how serious I am. I think maybe it's just the way I talk. I feel I express myself very well, or like my friends know that it's like, you know who I like, who I don't like. Do I really like care for much like talking to people? Like, no. But I feel like I probably have more anger in my mind than there is anything that you see, you know, like externally. But I think it's just trying to, I conduct myself well.
Okay. Yeah.
Even
yeah.
though, like, if you see me when, like, I'm in the crowd, I'll be a dickhead. Like, you'll see if I'm, like, mocking people.
Oh, yeah.
Right, right.
So, it's like, I do things like that. Like, I'm very, like, I'll mock people. But I don't think anyone sees it. And it's like, I'll be in the crowd yelling, like, I don't like this or I don't like that.
Right. It's just who you are, man. That's your persona.
Yeah.
That's who you are. And that's
but changing the subject a little bit.
What?
I've been holding this question for you all
okay,
night long.
Here we go. Here we go.
No. It's because you know.
No. Go ahead.
We're,
go ahead.
About 40 minutes.
We got left
out. 40 minutes.
Go for it. It's all you.
Your outfits, dude.
Okay.
They are just too awesome.
They're out there.
They're out there. Especially you have the one that's all the way full, you know.
The full cheetah suit.
Yeah.
You know. Where did you get them from? I mean, or who designed them for you? Because don't take me wrong, they're awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Especially I've seen you with the polka dots, you know, wrestling.
Rocky polka dots from JC Valentine.
There you go. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the outfits, dude, is just what I think looks cool. And they change every so often.
Especially you were wearing one, I remember, a leopard one.
Yeah.
A leopard one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's That's sometimes it's a little sexy.
Don't think wrong of me, but dude, when I look at you, I'm like, damn.
Jose Martinez saying Mooney is a fashion icon.
There you go.
What's the name of that tag team, man? The one that always came out with Rick Carpet? Oh my gosh. They always came out with Rick Carpet.
That was Johnny Morrison.
Johnny Morrison.
Yes. And Kale, yes.
When I see you come out,
Eminem.
I go, this is. This looks familiar. All you need is the red carpet, the flashing lights, and the girl around him when he's walking out. That's all you need.
Well, not the red carpet.
No?
No, not the flashing lights.
You're just one of those alley cats that say, you know, fuck it, I'm going in.
I'll take the girl, but not
Hey, believe me, any of us
would
take her.
You know, take the flashlight out of the carpet.
Forget you guys. Hey, both of you know. That's what you guys would do.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, go ahead.
No, but, you know, and another thing, you and Daniel have formed the tag team, of course, the Moon Daddies, which you guys have been super popular as a tag team. I mean, you guys are fabulous out there.
Yeah.
You know, you guys entertain. And I was like, I kind of asked the question, how did you guys come out with the Moon Daddies? Of course, you know, Mooncat.
Daddy, yeah.
But the Moon Daddies.
Gotcha.
But, and you guys have actually wrestled a lot of great tag teams in the independent leagues here in the Valley. Mm-hmm. Who has been the best match that you've had against as a tag team with Daniel?
We'd probably say George Wolf and Chase Owens. That was just a big learning experience for us, big opportunity. So we hold that match in like high regards, because it was like we were trusted with something like that. George Wolf, real cool. Chase Owens, real cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like big for like a team from the Valley, you know.
Yeah, because these guys are from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are basically well-known in their territory. And for you guys to actually wrestle these guys, you know, was a big greatness for you guys, you know, going up against them. And you guys put on a heck of a fight against those guys.
I mean, if it's anything compared to what I saw that night when you jumped off that tree, bro, I can't really imagine. I haven't seen a tag team match yet. I'm going to have to go and check one of those out when you guys do it.
Do you like men?
Excuse me? I don't know where to go with that question, but
it's a good thing you're asking him. Okay, it's a good thing you're asking him. Don't even look at me.
I feel because what Daniel and I have done, the reason why it's different, we were put together, great idea, Maybe the real life, like, I guess what was gonna sell was that we're actual friends.
Right.
We both see an art to wrestling, so we thought, and we didn't even, like, really discuss it. We thought if we present ourselves with, like, this male-male dynamic.
Right.
Where it's, sexual and it's, like, entertaining and hopefully, like, all right. Is that we are presenting ourselves as lovers. That's what made us stand out. Because it's not the typical two dudes in a tag, you know. Like, Daniel and I wanted to do that because we knew it would be better.
Right.
But you guys have been very successful as a tag team.
Yeah.
Whether it's with New Breed or any other organization, you guys have been very successful. You know,
says his yo catch the moon daddies for the first time teaming with Nikki Fuego at Lucha Fest 3 in Brownsville. It's gonna be such an amazing match.
Okay, hey Jose, who are you gonna put him up against?
And see,
answer Chinga, that question, Jose. Who are you all gonna put
Chinga,
him up?
Sorry, but I forgot Nikki Fuego. We'll be tagging with Mooncat and Daddy.
I forgot.
I was and you are
that was like on my script and you forgot.
Chingao, Jacinto. Okay, hey,
he
you know what?
Hold on.
Hey, hold on. Let's use that word. Jacinto, fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
Mooncat, for me, watching Mooncat curse reminds me of that little kid and the mom takes him to the restroom and goes, I'm going to either let you curse as much as you want, I'm going to close the door and let it out. Okay, close the door, you hear him say, fuck ass bitch, fuck.
Dude,
are you done? No.
Ass fuck bitch. So he was bringing the same words over and over again. Wow. What?
Have I thrown in the word bozo yet?
No, not yet,
buddy.
Not yet.
All right.
Throw it in there. How do you
it's
see...
It's still in the arsenal.
How long have you been in this business?
I'm conducting myself very well.
No kidding. You've been the calmest one here, man.
No shit, dude.
I'm kidding.
Wait, what'd you ask?
What? How long have you been in this business?
Since I was 18. I'm 25.
Okay, so 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
7 years.
And look, really?
7 years. And look
no
how...
No fucking way, dude. No, don't say that.
Listen, it is not appropriate to use the word fuck. Okay? So quit fucking using that fucking word again. Sorry, Mom, my mom is watching.
She
watches on my. Sorry, Mom, no se crea, Mom. Y lo más para que sepa, Mae, estoy tomando agua.
Ya te veo, like, voy comenzando la.
He's cussing in front of his mom.
I didn't even know that she's in. She's. Mamá, apague el teléfono. But man, dude, I mean, you know, I would really love to see that trio. You, Danny, and Nikki.
Against
basically any tag team and a female.
And more women's wrestling.
Yep.
Yes.
You know,
that's
one thing that I've seen that is not very well brought up here in the Valley, you know.
We need more women wrestlers.
We do. I mean, I can't say that in the Lucha Libre because we have a lot of luchadoras here in the Valley.
Right.
I know
right.
because I'm also in the Lucha Libre business.
Right.
But one thing that I do gotta give Nikki a lot of credit for, that she wrestled a very good friend of mine, you know, a luchadora called Tuscana.
Mm-hmm.
In Brownsville.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she basically gave it all against her. You know, her wrestling against luchadoras, have you guys ever wrestled against luchadores? You know, Lucha Libre guys, have you guys ever wrestled?
Yeah, we do a lot of them shows.
But you guys
don't see them?
I haven't. I know that one time only with New Breed, I think you guys wrestled Black Eyed Jr. and.
No, we do it in Annenberg a lot.
Oh, yes, with
Juniors.
Going Junior Promotions.
There you go.
Yeah, Junior Promotions. Yeah, you guys have been over there with them. But I haven't really gotten into
and any of the Will. I'm gonna do Will if I could say.
Hey, you're gonna Will's do Will. Like,
no. No, you know him.
Well, yeah, but you're gonna do him.
You've done him. Right?
Well, I think we both have done them. The show. We've done the show. But yeah, we'll.
I will be working with them soon, so that's
okay. I know that he's having a show, I think, sometime in late May. I think May 20 something, he's going to have a show in, I think, in Alton or somewhere on the side, or Reloaded on it. So I know I've worked
first
with him.
First time for me, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, any opportunity you guys can have with any promoter, you guys have actually earned it. You know, I can't really say that you guys have not earned it, because I can say all the contrary about you guys. You guys have been
like
one of the
that
best.
We're late.
You're never late.
No, I'm late a lot now.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, all of a sudden you
that,
were like...
That I talk back.
I get here at 7:10 and I'm like, Mark, is he here? Oh, no, he's on his way. And then you get here at 7:31.
Hey, you got here at 7:29.
Right? 7:31.
We started on time for the first time ever.
Okay.
All right?
Dude, no. Wait a minute. The last time you had me, we started 5 minutes prior,
bro,
with the Killjoys.
We are actually an hour and a minute in the podcast.
Well,
so
yeah,
it was right on time. So I mean, I want to ask one more question. This is totally off book, in the genre of wrestling, with the whole WrestleMania event that happened this past weekend, the big promotional signing, and I would think Mod would be more excited about this than because I'm amped about it. I'm amped about it with WWE signing with Triple A.
Yeah.
Actually, they purchased.
So, in that in mind, I mean, now that I know you're
Pimpinella? I want to see Pimpinella.
You probably want to wrestle against Pimpinella.
I've met them, and
you met Mario? He's an awesome guy.
Yeah. I would love to, honestly.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of promotions down here that do associate with that. Now,
now they're 3-Bat Lucha.
Okay, 3-Bat Lucha.
Yeah, there used to be 3-Bat Production, but now they're 3-Bat Lucha. They actually came into an agreement with Lucha Libre Triple A worldwide also.
Okay.
Now that WWE actually bought Lucha Libre, I mean, we're excited, dude. Because I'm part of that organization,
exactly.
And I'm like, wow.
And not only that, like for Mooncat and a lot of the other local wrestlers, to even try to set foot into that area, to step into 3-Bat itself, Lucha. I mean, the opportunity, the door has opened even a little bit, cracked open a little bit more wider.
Don't take me wrong on this, guys. So, I will be honest. I have talked to, of course, you know, the promoter of 3-Bat Lucha.
Uh-huh.
And I have brought up some names to him. And the reason I bring those names up is because what I see in them.
Right, right.
You know, I'm not going to actually tell them, hey, this guy, bring in this guy, if they don't.
Chris Austin is a good name to always bring up. No, I'm saying because he's really good.
Yes, he's good. He's good. But I see
he's
a lot better in you guys. That's how I see it. I see
Chris Austin and I working together anywhere is going to be...
It's going to be... And it would be
crazy.
I remember one time, I kid you not, a while back, when Wrestling Revolution was in existence, we did a show with Salinas Promotions at the Cine El Rey,
mm-hmm.
and it was USA versus Mexico. Wrestling Revolution against Salinas Promotions.
Right, right.
You should have seen that evening, bro. We packed the house, got you bad. I mean, even on the balcony.
Yeah, I believe it.
And people were standing up, and you know, we had some of the best matches. The American Style Wrestling Wrestling Revolution against Lucha Libre, you know, and it turned it up. We need to do that again.
Yeah.
We need to do that again with any promoter down here that Lucha Libre, with anybody. We need to, and because the talent is here.
Yep.
You know, we have one of the biggest talent right here, and all that.
Chris Austin, top two.
Of course, you know, Daniel.
Probably top two like
Killjoys. I'll be honest, Killjoys. Christopher Delta. There's one of them that, you know, Delta, to me, to be honest, Christopher, that's one boy that I admire a lot. I love.
Good kid.
You know, great, great awesome kid,
right.
Great entertainer, and he has.
If you think I give a lot,
this guy gives a lot more in the singles competition. Wow. In singles competition, wow. My opinion. But what I'm saying is my opinion. I'm not throwing it out at anybody. Right, this is my opinion because that's how I see them. When I see them, how they do it, you know, like you have entertained in singles competition and in tag team. With Christopher Delsa, I see more the individual, the singles. Chris Austin, of course, you know, he has actually come a lot more up now, you know, in the years. He has actually progressed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of great talent here in the Valley, and that some local promoters can use them.
Right.
Can use these guys, and it would be good to build up something with these guys.
And eventually, hopefully, God willing, I get them all in here so they can talk in the mic and hear a little bit more stories about them also. So that's something that's in the future with this podcast. It's slowly growing, niching not only here in South Texas, but also niching in San Antonio, Corpus, and Austin now.
And these guys have been traveling there.
Yeah, so
these guys, why? Because the promoters see their talent and they want them.
Yeah, and it's slowly itching out there because I have gotten phone calls from wrestlers in the San Antonio area. I've gotten phone calls from Corpus Christi, Austin, Houston, Dallas. And I'm like, wow, I've never seen these guys wrestle in my life. But they send me videos, and I'm like, shit, you know what? I would love to have you on the pod. Even if it's a video interview, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So it's slowly growing. It's funny that I bring that up. Because we try to hold the podcast to, like, a local scene, RGV, but it's slowly progressing to something even bigger outside of it. And it's, like, branching out to different counties and cities.
So and one thing that I've noticed about you, Mark, now with your podcast, I mean, you've been doing a lot more wrestling.
Yes.
You know, podcast and all that, which is basically, it's awesome because, you know, that is what basically happening more now.
Yeah.
You know, especially with New Breed Wrestling, you know, having every Sunday events. Right now, of course, I am out due to medical leave.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I want to thank you guys, you know, everybody from New Breed Wrestling that were asking, you know, your thoughts and your prayers when I was out, you know, everybody thought that would happen with me with the Killjoys on that Sunday when I actually basically had set out that I was stepping out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just so happened that the following Monday I ended up in the hospital. That had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with it.
It was just what had happened to me. And once again, now that I have you here, Mooncat, you know, I want to thank you so much because you were also one of those people that actually sent your thoughts and prayer when I was out. And right now I'm still medically out. I'm not 100% clear yet, but hopefully one of these days I come back to New Breed, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm going to show up, I'm going to show up as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to take it easy.
One day at a time.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, I was begging to go back already, but as per my neurologist, I'm not 100% clear yet. And but you guys have been very supportive in everything. You guys have supported each other, helped out each other, and you guys have been awesome. You guys don't lose that. Don't ever. And if you have that dream, don't give up on it. Don't give up on it. Why? Because you guys have everything. You guys have that talent.
That's true,
you guys have. You guys have the heart. You guys don't have to have the brains. As long as you have that heart, that's bigger than
you. What makes you think I don't got brains?
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying it that way. But a lot of people think with their mind. You cannot think with your mind.
I think with something else.
Well, the thing is, okay, a while ago he was saying that I had my hand underneath the table. He's been having both.
Well, he has both hands on the table.
Both hands underneath for a long time. I think
you're playing puppeteer with puppeteer with Kakawata.
Yeah, right.
Daniel's under the table.
First of all, man, I want to say thank you, Mooncat. I appreciate you coming out tonight, man. Having a good time with us. Explain to us what the hell you were thinking when you dropped the damn tree. That's one thing I wanted to get to the bottom of, and now we got the whole story to that. So I want to thank you. Just please.
Hey, guys, everybody.
Please be careful, dude.
No, I'll do it again. No, I'm going to do something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're ever going to try that again, I would love for you to do a backflip
moonsault. Oh, God,
see, I knew it.
No, a backflip moonsault, dude.
See, I knew that was the next
thing. Like we call it in Spanish, un mortal así patada.
God.
Un mortal.
And to close up the with comments tonight, we got Jose Martinez. Mooney has a fourth leg.
A third leg or a fourth leg? Can you
tell me? I don't know. You can explain that at another time. But no, first I want to say thanks to Mondo coming out, pinch hitting this week as a co-host with me on the podcast. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you coming out.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Yeah. You know, when you told me about Mooncat, I was like, I was very honored for you to have me as your co-host because, you know, this is one young guy. I can say young guy, you know. Mijo, I can call him Mijo, whatever, because he's not even half my age.
Yeah.
He's somebody that I have actually admired watching wrestle.
Yeah.
Why? Because like I said, because of that risk taking that this
no
guy.
No kidding, dude.
And this guy, I one thing that I will say, Mijo, I do love you. I love you a lot. I respect everything that you do, and don't stop. Don't stop doing what you do best.
And they're chanting on here online, Mooncat, 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 Mooncat. What the hell is Mooncat?
Why not a sun dog?
Oh, my gosh. But now, and also a big thank you to Mooncat coming on the podcast once again for a third time. I appreciate you. I know
nobody's going to beat my record.
No, actually, nobody actually surpassed already. Having you on the pod, man, is a treat, bro. It's like I said before, like you said, it's like talking to an old soul, man. And we try so hard to get a reaction out of you. Like, come on, man, come on. And you're like, oh, man.
He's been serious all night long, dude.
Dude, he's been chill.
Just chill.
All night. He's been chill.
I'm a character.
He's like, he's like Cheech and Chong.
Pero what is there un seis? No, me caí de los cinco.
No más.
Look at that smile. Oye, that smile says it all.
Eso no va para comenzar, bro. Eso no va para comenzar.
No, man. No más para el ombligo. But, Mooncat, thank you so much, man. Oh, social media so everybody can catch you, bro.
Instagram is Live Laugh Lucha. Facebook under Kitty Franco. That's all I have.
And if you want to catch up real quick, there's a QR code right there on the screen. Scan that bad boy. They'll take him straight to his Facebook page. That way you can follow everywhere this cat is roaming. Because when you follow a cat, it's not only in the alley, it's out in the city, wandering and bounding, baby. But also a big shout out to our subscribers that subscribed this month. Appreciate you guys. We're up to four. We got four subscribers. Actual subscribers are paying $1.99 a month. Yay!
Tell the subscribers, I say.
Oh, yeah. I'll make sure I put that on there just for
dude,
them.
Dude, how the hell do you all do that, man? I don't even know, dude. Mike comes out all...
That sounded messed up. I never said that again.
Mine comes out different, bro.
Mine curse the left. Subscribe to the channel, guys. We got some updates on some merch. You would love to check that out. You can buy with us here. And also, if you want to catch some more shirts, go on to Bonfire. They're not associated with us, but they do have merch. And they help support and push our podcast to an outer level. So give them a check out so you can see what we have on stock. Mooncat, thank you once again,
thank
man.
You,
appreciate
you.
It. Mandito, thank you, bro. I might reach out to you again in 2 weeks. Again, not sure.
Why so long?
Because this week is an interesting interview with a good friend of mine from back in the days when we used to jam. So you might want to keep it up. But I'll have you back for another one with Martin Gomez.
I'm here.
That'll be the following Friday.
It's gonna be good one. Is the best thing in the world.
Who? What did you say?
Shout out.
What did you say?
I love this
don't
kid.
Don't worry about it.
I love this kid. If you missed it, you missed it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a podcast for tonight. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share with everybody when you watch this episode. Thank you to everybody who's watching.
Guys.
I appreciate you guys. Love you guys, man, for watching every night. And we will see you this Friday, 7:30, with Isaac Mendiola. Peace out, guys. Latest.